What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host, I'm Jen Coffendaffer. Thank you all for your patience tonight. We were going to go at 10 and then moved it up to 9. And I appreciate each and every one of you here. Really excited about this show. And this is because actually I was in conversation with Jackson from TMZ and another investigator who's kind of famous. I think his name is Bill Garcia. And he's sort of famous. He worked a lot on the Buzzard case. And he and I actually did a show together. But anyway, it's pretty interesting. I don't think it's broken yet. I think Jackson is going to bring it up tomorrow. It might have already gone on tonight. But basically, it's regarding unmasking Porch Guy. And the premise is that this investigator, who again has been around a long time, he's a PI, had a license for about 20 years. He does everything he does now, at least the stuff that he's in the public eye, he likes to do it pro bono, which is so great. And so, of course, he's been fishing around on the Nancy Guthrie case like so many have. But he says, listen, there's really just nothing there to look at. But he was contacted by an individual who apparently is very good at using AI and different programs to de-mask Porch Guy. And obviously, we have really seen this all around. And this is one subject that I quite frankly haven't talked about much at all. And I'm going to explain why. But I think this is a good time to do it, time to address it, because I think this news might be kind of breaking. And so I want to talk about it a little bit from my view. So let me, first of all, put who we're talking about up on the stage, Nancy Guthrie. 84 years old. She went missing from her home in Tucson, Arizona on February 1st of this year. We are at, I believe, oh my gosh, are we at 121 days? Chad, if I'm wrong, you guys let me know. I predicted from the beginning that we would be 6 months. So until we get after August 1st, that's when you're going to see me hemming and hawing around. And people have asked me, well, why 6 months? Why 6 months? And just doing these kinds of cases, just the amount of time it takes to get returns on search warrants, subpoenaed information, search warrant information, if they've gone after other search warrants we don't know about. Obviously, they did some really quick ones early on, detained some people, let them go. But they just take a while to work. And so I really believe as we get at the 6 month mark, I'm hoping for something new, a car to be identified. I'm hoping, and I still don't understand why they don't release modified photos of Porch Guy or video, because I can tell you, and I say this every time, they have sent this to Quantico and they're going to have it more defined than what we can see. But we're going to talk a little bit about facial recognition. We're going to talk about different programs. We're going to talk about what can be done. So first of all, I want to kind of go old school and talk about Linda Gibson. Linda Gibson, for those of you who don't know, Linda Gibson is a renowned sketch artist. And she's actually really renowned because she has the world's record. I believe it's the Guinness Book World Record of how many cases that have been solved based on her sketchwork. It's over 1,300 cases that have been solved strictly based on her sketchwork. Now, she did this sketch of Porch Guy clear back in February. And again, I'll explain it at the end why I didn't spend a lot of time on the sketchwork and then on all the photographs, the unmasking, the unveiling of Porch Guy by so many people with AI. And I'm not trying to say anything negative. I just try to stick with true facts. But I did like this in that at least she gives her perception. Again, you're literally taking this and making it what we just saw up there. I really should put a better one up on the screen. Let me get a more close-up picture of Porch Guy. But nevertheless, the sketch artist does an amazing job, I think, you know, doing the best she can to try to unmask Porch Guy, if you will. But I want to tell you her own words. She said, "This is my best guess. This is the best I can do. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong." But this is what she is trying, you know, what she was able to make out from the situation. But she makes it really very clear, in my view, that she doesn't necessarily think she's going to be spot on, but she felt inclined to at least try to do something. I mean, based on her background, it actually really makes a lot of sense that you would want to do the best you could do with that skill set you have, you know, taking somebody's face, drawing it and making it recognizable to people. I mean, that's what she does for a living, and that's what she is so exceptional at. And so I understand how she tried to take the contours and the eyes and the lips, what could be seen of Porch Guy, and make it into a photo. This is a little better. I don't have the blown up photo here, but this was what she was working with. And again, I'm going to show you what she came up with. I think, you know, this is the problem. If this ends up looking like somebody else, that's where it gets scary. And I want to bring up a couple of cases. So one of the cases is particularly, do you guys remember, of course, the Charlie Kirk case? Because we're getting to be in the throes of that. And then do you remember that Tyler Robinson, who's been charged with that case, do you all remember where people were trying to take the photo that was very grainy and make it, draw it or make it, enhance it? They weren't drawing it. They were enhancing that photo to make it more distinguishable. Well, this was the problem, is when they did that, that ended up resembling somebody else. And it caused people to believe that Tyler Robinson was actually somebody else before he was identified. And so that's a problem, right? That's a problem. Anytime you start manipulating with AI any photo. So in that case, it was just a grainy photo. It wasn't even a masked photo. And of course, everybody's on there trying to manipulate it. And I get these sent to me all the time. And I really do appreciate it. You know, it's not that I'm putting down everybody's efforts, because I think it's great. The more minds that come together, you just never know who might end up having a clue that will end up being something really important. And in this case, the Tyler Robinson case I'm talking about, it really caused a lot of problem because other people were getting blamed. And I'll give you another case. And that is to do with, of course, ICE and many ICE officers, because they're doxxed. People find out who they are. They go to their home. They're hurting, not hurting, but threatening their children. They go to school, you know, try to follow them to school. They're terrible with these people, and I'll call them organized they're beyond protesters, rioters, Antifa, all of that. It's just terrible what they're doing. But what people have tried to do with AI is demask these ICE agents and figure out who they are. Now, this is what the trouble is with all of that. Again, is they demasked one person with AI with these programs, and it ended up looking like or being somebody else And that person ended up, you know, everybody thinking that he was an ICE agent, and there were a lot of problems. So this is the problem with trying to take a photo that is grainy, that is far away, where you cannot see the facial features other than the eyes, the eyebrows, the lips, and that facial hair. That is really a problem. It's a big problem. So I just gave you two cases where it's caused those people that ended up being identified from the AI that wasn't even them. Both in the case of the ICE and in the case of the Tyler Robinson, it was really, really a big problem. So, you know, some of these programs, there's like Magic Remover, Adobe Firefly, Photostas, Generative Fill, Topaz Photo IA, Mask 2 Face, and multiple others. There's one that obviously you can use Grok, you can use ChatGPT, you can use, what is it, Genesis or something with, Google Gemini. Yeah, Gemini. There's all these programs you can use to demask him. But the problem is, and this is where I wanted to get into this problem, is how you can do a good representation of somebody using different programs involving facial recognition. And this is something that the Bureau has done. I remember when it came out in about 2010-11, and I think really got into the Bureau in 2014, something we were really using. So it's been a good decade, but that's still so new when you're talking about this. But how they do it, everyone, it's very interesting. It has to do with dimensions. In other words, they do these measurements that are really precise, from one's ears to the cheeks to the jawline to the chin, lower lip, upper lip, the nose dimensions, how close it is to the eyes, how close are your eyebrows to your eye, to your forehead. There's all these dimensions that are used, and that's really how facial recognition is done. It's sort of a misnomer to think that it just looks at it and says, oh, blue eyes, or oh, pink lips, or oh, you know, like a drawing, like a sketch artist would do. Because that's not what facial recognition does. This is a sketch. This is actually who this very famous sketch artist, she did the best she could do with what she had to work with only seeing that eye area and that mouth area. And then I guess seeing also how she believed the nose was pressing against the mask and things. This is what she came up with. I think it's fine, and it'll be very interesting to see once an arrest hopefully is made of Porch Guy, if this closely matches. This, you know, it'll be fascinating to see if she's right on. And as she said, and listen, if I'm not, I'm not. You know, she's like everybody else, you know, doing their best to help, doing their best to try to understand this case. And this is certainly an area of expertise she has. She's really unmatched, as I mentioned before, Guinness Book of World Records, 1,300 sketches. But think about, in all her decades of experience, she's from Houston, hoping Houston cases and other federal cases, all sorts of cases. For the 1,300 she's done in all those years, just think of all the other sketches that didn't work. I only say that not to impugn her work, but rather to say that you do all of this work and maybe you're right 5% of the time or 10% of the time, and that's the 1,300, and it's way better than anyone else has ever done. So it's really remarkable and fascinating, but that's why she made the comment when she did this. And look, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm trying my best. She's been wrong a lot, but she's been more right than anyone else has. Let's put it that way. So this is not how facial recognition works. It's not an art like this. I call this a true art when somebody can tell you what a person looks like and you can take those words and put them on paper and have them match to perpetrators. Because I tell you, some of them, oh my gosh, she's been amazing and worked from all sorts of things. But this is, you know, a completely, well, I don't want to say completely, but let's just say a very masked up individual. I mean, that's pretty masked. You know, I made the comment today, he made a mistake because you could see too much of his face. If he were really good, he would have even smaller holes there. In fact, maybe no holes. You would have almost like the pantyhose type look. But he chose this for whatever reason, probably because it's in Walmart. And he put his little kit bag together, and that's what he made. So again, we're talking about two different ways. So this is the way a sketch artist did it. And then we're talking about some new, I don't know if I want to say new information, because it's not exactly new. This unmasking has been done numerous times. I'll call your attention to the different unmaskings. I saw one unmask that it was this person. You all know who this is. This is Tommaso Cioni. This is the son-in-law of Nancy Guthrie. So I've seen the pictures. This is him. This is, you know, we demasked him with all of this, and this is him. Okay. Yeah, this was him a while back. He's gray now. I should have gotten a better picture, but I apologize. He's very gray now. That's what some people tried to say, especially early on, that it was Tommaso. And Tommaso is great hair. I'm sorry, I should have grabbed a different picture of him that's more recent. But this guy, you can tell, has dark hair. And Tommaso Cioni has gray hair. So then people said, well, it's not Tommaso Cioni, but we still think Tommaso's involved. So let's pick on his drummer. So then they got the drummer from his band and said, oh, it's the drummer. And the fallout from that was really, really horrible for his family. They tried to add on to it, you know, all of these, like a long rap sheet, and it really ended up being an incident involving more than one charge for that incident when he was really struggling with alcohol like 12 years ago or 13 years ago and had stolen something from a bar and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, his rap sheet was spun up into way more than it really was. He's been a teacher for a long time. But anyway, people tried to say that this was Porch Guy, the drummer. And again, I think the reason they chose the drummer was because they wanted to tie in Tommaso Cioni because they believed he's involved, and many people still do. Of course, the drummer is teeny. He's a small little guy. Not, in my opinion, at all meeting the physical standards of Porch Guy. Not at all. 5'9 to 5'10. All right. Yep. Drummer too short. Drummer not built right. But that, I'm just, these are different AI programs that people have said that this is who it is. So, you know, different people using different, I went through some of these different software that you can use and try to demask somebody who's masked, right? All right. Then, of course, this is the big one, right? And Luke Daly, he was already arrested, or not arrested, I'm so sorry. He was detained. He was detained. And again, you can detain on just reasonable suspicion. That's the very lowest standard of what you need to detain or do something in a physical way to detain somebody. And that's what they did. They detained him under reasonable suspicion. They searched and seized his vehicle under the probable cause standard and searched his house under the probable cause standard. And they relayed their probable cause to a judge. He was somebody else that, again, was demasked with AI. And I think you're going to see possibly, I don't know if you're going to see this private eye talking about the person who's convinced that this is him and that he meets the proper data points, right? So that's what I really wanted to get into and talk about today. Okay. Well, two things. One, a couple of things. It's not him. He's got gray hair, big brows. There's no way it's Tommaso Cioni. I mean, I'm just talking strictly from a physical standpoint. I've already talked many times why it's not him for other reasons. And it's not his drummer, right? Too small, too diminutive. No. And then we have Luke Daly. Now, remember, they have some DNA that they've been able to work with to exclude people, right? They've already excluded people. They compared the DNA they currently have, and he's been arrested so many times, guys. He was just arrested with fentanyl and a gun. He's a drug guy. You know, he's fled authorities before. I think I want to say multiple, let's just say multiple drug violations, right? So, you know, I think that that probably helped with the getting the probable cause, because they were trying to show, listen, this guy is a criminal. He's still, the fentanyl and gun charges have not been adjudicated, and he's still out, which is shocking to me. But nevertheless, this is one of these people that uses AI to demask Porch Guy. They're still inferring that it is Luke Daly. I submit it's not any of them. And I submit that anything done in this way with a mask on is not going to pass muster with the FBI. And let me tell you why.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It is true that if you have certain data points from here up or from here down, especially from the eyes up, that the FBI can facially recognize you compared to others, right? They can do that. They can use your driver's license. They can use passports. They can use a wide variety of comparative things. But you see how that is so much different than actually being able to contrive or put together a picture of Porch Guy. And the Bureau will never accept just this and this for the proper amount of data points to be able to reconstruct. They're never going to accept that with this mask on. Do I think that they are able to show us a lot? In other words, I think they have this whole outfit colorful now where they know exactly the items. They know they could do a whole color cut out of him, maybe even of his eyes, at least to say dark or light. And, you know, I know some people would say, but those eyes look so light. It's so difficult to show or to tell that in the conditions. And I'll tell you, there are people with the lightest brown eyes. They're almost like yellow. My eyes, as an example, if you see them up close, they've got all these yellow things in them. I've seen other people with almost yellow brown eyes, green, blue. I think it would be very difficult, but that's one area that I think possibly through enhancements that they can do, they might have been able to do that, to actually figure that out. Having said that, again, the Bureau is not going with any identification like that. And I think what's really important to know is this is why you haven't seen the FBI. They're really not even paying attention to the individuals. And I know that there's been cases where individuals have called up and they've said, you know what, I'm frustrated. I sent this in to the FBI. They're not even responding. You know, it's terrible. And they feel that that is really unfair. And it's they have 50,000, if we're to believe the reports, 50,000 leads and tips. And I believe that could be right. It's almost impossible to get through, especially since there's only about a couple of dozen people, I think, that are actively working this case on a daily basis. And I will tell you that number is going to continue to drop because other things come in, you know, other cases come in, other cases that are very important and become high priority cases. Not that this isn't one. But they really are in a waiting game as they continue to have their folks sift through all those leads in case there is something there that could help solve the case. But they're in a bit of a waiting game. So I just wanted to really explain, because I know people are wondering, why can't they demask him? You know, using all of the databases, the computer systems that the FBI has, Secret Service, they're also unbelievable at their digital forensic capabilities. The Los Angeles Crime Lab, also unbelievable. All of that, they just can't because they don't have the proper amount of data points to do the measurements to be able to make a, conclusive finding. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit. There was a question I saw fly by. Why doesn't the FBI release the ransom notes? They caught the Unabomber by publishing the letters, and a family member knew it was Ted's ideas. Yeah, I mean, this is why I don't think they do, or they haven't. I think the difference is, and I really love this question, I think the difference is, for instance, and I know everybody's not happy about it, but the Patsy Ramsey, again, there was so much in her 3-page long letter that you could attribute to her. It was her stationery. It was her ink. It was her how she addressed initially Mr. Ramsey and then John and all these things she said, the Christmas bonus, just all these different items, right? That makes a lot of sense. Or in the Unabomber, his manifesto that he released, the brother could easily say, oh my goodness, these are the same ideas he's been talking about forever. This is definitely him and ID him. This is the problem, I think, with the ransom notes. One, and TMZ hasn't said this, but they've intimated it. And that is that they were done with AI. And that is brilliant. And they should do it with AI because let's face it, anything else they do, if they type it themselves, there are certain items that literally the FBI, that's all they do in this particular section is they can take your mannerisms of writing, how you write, where you make mistakes, things you maybe capitalize that you shouldn't, or maybe a parentheses that you shouldn't have, whatever it might be. There are these certain ways that people write that they can distinguish. So it just seems like it was really intimated to me, and it makes a lot of sense that those letters, the ransom demands, the first two that they've at least identified as being real, in other words, as being associated or from the kidnappers, I truly believe, from what I've heard and understand, that it was AI. And so it's not going to help to release that to the public because AI is AI. You know, it's going to have perfect grammar. You're going to put in what you want to say and say, make this perfect. And that's what it's going to be. So it's not going to have any of the inclinations. And by the way, the Bureau, everybody knows whether it's AI or not. I don't know. I just get that feeling from listening to what has been talked about from the TMZ, from Harvey, it just very much sounds like it's AI. And so for that reason, you can put information into AI and it will spit out whether it's AI. That's what college professors and high school professors have to do this all the time. They have a very particular program. I was just talking to somebody about this 2 days ago, and you can put it in the program and it comes out and it tells you it's AI and where it's from and so forth. I want to thank Patricia. Thank you so much for becoming a member. Really appreciate it. For those of you who are $3.99 members or above, we have this really cool gift pack that is, I don't want to call it a gift pack. It's a present from me to you of FBI things that I put together. And it'll be on August 1st because August 1st is the day that I said I would hope that there's some movement in this case. And in any event, for that reason, I want to give something back to you all of you who are members. It actually dawned on me that the other day JLR was in our chat and became a member. And I thought, oh my gosh, what if he wins my FBI gift pack? He might like put it on like some of the things, pretend he's an agent. Gosh. Anyway, but it's going to be a random selection. Nevertheless, I wanted to make sure I didn't miss anything on this point. Again, there's been ICE cases where this sort of technology that people have tried to use has completely backfired and gotten people, bad things happening to people because they're the ones that end up being the masked person that isn't the masked person, but the AI says it's them. And also in the Charlie Kirk case where you didn't have a mask, but you had very distorted imaging. In this case, we have both. You know, we don't have a perfectly clear shot. Quite frankly, I think it's pretty darn good. But it's not perfect. I really do wonder, though, why in the world the Bureau doesn't release the more updated images after it went to the lab. I can't answer that. It's something, if I were the case agent, I would insist upon it that we release it. I would also insist that we release a colors as to what we could. I would also insist that we take those billboards and put this guy's face all over it and that it be in Spanish. Now, why wouldn't they? That's the question, right? Why wouldn't they? Well, this is why they wouldn't, is if they already know or think they know who Porch Guy is. That's literally the only logical reason for not putting Porch Guy up on all these posters. You know, that's it. And we don't have any information that they have any inkling of that. Again, I wanted to speak about really quick the CODIS matches. There's been no CODIS match of anybody who was detained. Because again, I think it's still hot and heavy, at least in social media circles, that somehow it's Luke Daly. And listen, I get it. That, you know, but I could do that with probably 100,000 Hispanic men or Italian men, just the way his eyebrows are formed and he just looks Hispanic to me. You know, he might not be, but he looks that. So imagine all these other people that kind of are seeing what I'm seeing, even our professional sketch artists. Certainly, you know, this man looks Hispanic to me that she's drawn. So nevertheless, it's just kind of can be a dangerous game to say you can unmask something. And, you know, that's a big sinkhole, I think. And that's why the Bureau isn't going to go down that road. And I also believe that is why some of these types of tips that are being called in right and left are not being followed up on is imminently important. finally, I wanted to end with a study that was done out of Berkeley. And it was exactly about all of this. And it's really interesting. They actually did it with a lot of famous people. But nevertheless, they tried to find out, could you actually unmask and how much could the face and everything? And let me give you the conclusion of the study. Was you can't do it. It's basically a good guess. And so I really, anybody who's interested, I would really recommend you look up that Berkeley study to see that it just can't be done. When you look like this, even with all the technology, you're not going to be able to put together a whole and complete and absolute face that could match up to somebody. In fact, I will say this, you might end up putting together a doppelganger type look that looks similar, but that isn't that person. So that's why, you know, the Bureau is not going to entertain that, in my opinion, at least a full sketch of that person. And use it to compare with something else. I do think that they will make certainly some determinations about this structure and this structure that they can see, but to put it together in a full face, they're not going to go with AI for that. Bias Bevskankles, I know I have seen you before up here, because I'll never forget the cankles and that picture. Thank you again for becoming a member. I really appreciate it. Let me just make sure that we don't have any other questions up here. We've got a couple of minutes. I just want to take okay, I agree with Hippie Lady. She says, mascara on the eyes, plucked eyebrows, puppy sleeves, layers of clothing. This is what I really agree with. It's a male, first of all. They've said it's a male. They know it's a male. And I believe them when they say it's a male, because, again, they have so much more that they can do back at FBI lab. They know the dimensions of everything. They haven't released his foot's shoe size. I think they should have done that a long time ago, too. We know these tiles, I think, are 12 by 12. I think that's what we determined. Wait a minute. Disregard. I think we determined 9 by 9. I'd have to go back and look at that segment that we did. But basically, you can tell by where his foot steps on it. There's a perfect place where he steps on that tile. So they're going to know exactly how big his foot is. They're going to have the dimensions of his arms, of his legs. And they believe wholeheartedly he's male. And I do too. And I believe that he does groom his eyebrows. I just really believe that. And maybe it's because of my cultural background, right? My cultural background is seeing that, those eyebrows that look like that, in the Hispanic culture. He could be bald. I mean, to say he's not bald, I don't think we can tell one way or the other. I can't tell. You know, are those, you know, deviations in his head shape, or is that from hair? We just really don't know that answer. But I think nothing can be ruled out in terms of that. Let's see. And I agree with Scott Barrett. Scott, look, and I've said it from the beginning, that why hasn't anybody come forward on Porch Guy? It's one of three reasons. One, they don't even know about this case. Now, you might be saying, geez, you got to live under a rock to not know about this case. But I challenge you, all you true crimers that I just love. Oh, and Dr. Caroline Milley, thanks for being here. I challenge each and every one of you to just, whether you're on a plane, whether you're getting your hair done, your nails done, if you're a guy, you know, you're back at the shop, you know, depending on what you do, get work, just ask anybody, have you heard of Nancy Guthrie? Most of them hopefully will at least say, oh yeah, did they ever find her? Is she that older woman? Is she the grandma? What state was that in? They're going to know little to nothing if they even know the name. If you said to them, what 84-year-old woman is missing, I guarantee, unless you're a newsie or a true crimer, you're not going to know. So it's possible that people who know Porch Guy don't even know about this case. I remind you of the pizza guy. Remember him that delivered pizza to the YouTubers out there? Whatever YouTuber, I don't care who it was, but somebody delivered, pizza to the YouTubers. And literally, this is when they were, the streamers were lined up, the police were lined up, everybody was out there. And the guy, it made such news because the guy walked right through the police. You know, they're supposed to be keeping people away. And he just walks right up to the door, like to deliver the pizza. And then it ended up, it was ordered by one of the streamers or somebody ordered it for them, whatever the case may be. And the police ask him, and I have this clip, it's hilarious. They said, do you know whose house this is? He goes, no, I don't know. It's Nancy Guthrie. Well, who's Nancy Guthrie? I mean, they have no idea. No idea.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So, you know, and the guy's a pizza delivery guy in the area. He lives there. It's so anyway, that's a possibility why nobody has come forward that knows Porch Guy. Second possibility. They've seen this, and this logically is the second most common reason. They've seen Porch Guy. They think it possibly could be brother, son, father, or whatever the case may be, boyfriend. And they're like, nah. And maybe it sets up, man, you kind of look like a Porch Guy. And then he just, yeah, right. Me? No. I work all the time. Blah, blah, blah. So even if somebody has this inkling that somebody they know is him, most likely they will, it's going to be very hard for them to believe it. And be very hard for them to buy it. Then the final reason would be they know it's Porch Guy. And, okay, sorry, two more reasons. And they are terrified of Porch Guy. Because Porch Guy is dark. He's capable of kidnapping an 84-year-old woman. He's able of causing an injury enough to have them spew up blood. He is crazy enough to do this in the middle of the night and doesn't have any sort of reservation or concern. You know, I think that's what caught so many of us off guard is his lackadaisicalness. Just like, ooh, just another day. You know, the lackadaisicalness of the crime. And they think he's crazy. They're spooked. And there is no way $1.2 million. And I keep seeing the dollar amount wrong. Let me go over that really quick. It's $1 million from the Guthrie family. They also gave, by the way, $500,000 to NCMEC, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, which was extremely generous of them. And they did that because they now feel the pain and suffering of not knowing and not understanding where your loved one is. And to think of it being a child, I'm sure for all of us, that's just such a horrible thought. And they were kind enough to give $500,000. They have $1 million that they gave. And then a kind donor, before they gave the million, gave $100,000 of his money. And then the Bureau has given $100,000. So that's 1.2 million. So we're on the third reason. We've gone through one and two. The third reason why Porch Guy hasn't been reported. And the third possibility is, listen, they know exactly who he is and they are terrified. No way they're coming forward. And then finally, the last reason is somebody absolutely knows who he is and they're not terrified. They love him. And they understand that this case is a death penalty case. This case, whenever they find Porch Guy, mark my words, this will be a death penalty case. They have it in Arizona and they're going to use it. And actually the FBI has it. Remember, the FBI wanted the death penalty on Luigi Mangione. They're going to want it on this guy too, if it ends up being a federal case or if they both end up doing it. If they cross state lines with her or cross international lines, the Bureau will get jurisdiction and venue. But my belief is Pima County, knowing the Pima County Sheriff, he's probably going to want to see the case through as well. So you add that all together, it's one of those four reasons. They don't even know it's him. They know it's him and they're terrified. They know it's him and they love him and they're not going to say a word. Or they don't even know about this case. So, you know, it's all very, very, it's very, very interesting. And again, hopefully you'll be able to go back for those of you coming in late so you can take a look. We talked all about facial recognition. What does it mean for this case? And I just wanted to thank Christine. You're always so nice and so generous. Thank you for being here, Christine, and for the nice comment there. So nevertheless, that's why the Bureau isn't going to use it. Look up that Berkeley study. Let me see if there's anything else in here. You're right, Mike. They didn't, and I'll tell you why. So his comment is, listen, law enforcement didn't even tell us what she had on, right? What she was wearing. In fact, we still don't know. We know pajamas, we know no shoes, only because Savannah told that to Hoda for all of us to watch. But they don't do that, and this is very simple why, is because now you have a guy that reaches out. And this happens. It happened in the JonBenet Ramsey case, where you had a guy cop to it. He actually said, I killed her. And they had withheld enough detail that they blew his story. I mean, some people are crazy, right? They can't be famous. In other words, they don't want to work hard enough or whatever, but their whole goal is to be famous. And when they can't, they become infamous, like a Luigi Mangione. Now, that's not this guy. This guy doesn't want to be famous, although I have no doubt at all. He is reveling in the control, reveling that we're all talking about him. Remember Brian Koberger? Remember when they released his playlist of what he was watching? Eerie to be on that list. Because I was covering him nonstop. So it was Nancy Grace. And those were two of the, those were the two I saw. Actually, I didn't even see that exhibit. There were some exhibits, but somebody sent the exhibit to me. Somebody who's probably here in chat right now, actually. In any event, these guys love to watch that. That is something that is floating his boat. You can imagine just the control of this whole thing. It's really, you know, amazing for him to see that all of us are watching this, right? And he's also watching because he's trying to track what people know. Are they getting closer to solving this? Is he getting closer to be made out? So I have no doubt he watches a lot of the shows, mainstream. And now there's almost only social media. I want to go get that porch mat. You know what? I know it's so corrupted now and such a hot mess, but it would have been a hot mess to a degree back then, because everybody, remember, Savannah Guthrie says this, everybody was just walking around inside that house. You know, that's what happens when people think somebody just wandered off. Come on in, all the patrol. We're at the famous Savannah Guthrie's mom house. Oh, yeah, I want to go inside there. You have all these people. But I would still take that porch mat, hippie lady. You know why? On the minutest chance that porch guy, when he was standing on it with that bite light, and then he went back and touched those that ivy, used it to extract that camera, and then discarded the ivy, took the camera with him, by the way. Man, I tell you what, the off chance, the possibility that that spit, saliva, got on his hand, on the porch light, on the ivy, and on that mat. I want that mat too, hippie lady, more than you could know. I know they processed it. Look, it's not that I don't think they didn't process it. You take it because they're, did you thoroughly process it? Can somebody else process it? We know only Pima County was out there then. And then the Bureau went back still. You know, why do you think they tore up the Idaho house? I'm not talking about when they knocked it down, which I still will never agree with. But, you know, I'll never get over that case. I'll never get over that plea guard bargain. I never will. But that mat and why they took different things, because there can be more to glean. I mean, you've heard almost every homicide detective, including Del Lemberg, who we love to have on here. He will tell you he takes everything because you can get lucky. He calls it the God factor. I say, I'd rather be lucky than good. He goes, that's not luck, Jen. That's the God factor. That's when God comes in and says, all right, you know, like the DNA on the snap of Koberger as he sat on his couch every night, flicking it, unflicking it, imagining, fantasizing, and getting all those beautiful skin cells on that. Okay, let me see. Love the clicking. I find it relaxing. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, Catty Girl. Oh my God, that is so funny. I actually, somebody sent one of the mods, and then the mod sent to me how I can make my keyboard never make that click, click noise. And I just need to do it. All of you all are so busy too. And the fact that you take this time to come and watch the show and to try to stay on top of, you know, Nancy Guthrie, we're going to have a great day the day this is solved. We really are. It's going to be a great day the day he's identified. And I think he will be. I really do. All right. Let me see if there's anything else. I'm just loving interacting with you guys today. All these great messages. Oh, what is this? Love your show. Would listen overnight if you could take away the echoing and make voice with a deeper invite like Ashley Bamfield. Well, I don't know if my voice is deep or not. I guess it's not particularly deep. But I don't think I'll probably use fake stuff. I don't use filters. I probably won't change my voice. But I do want to get a better microphone. I keep talking about that. Listen, my last case, I've got one other that's probably going to last a couple of years. But my last huge, heavy, I've got six going right now, but I have three with these deadlines. And when it comes to the fall, things are going to loosen up. And that is when I plan to take the time to find a better microphone, better even a camera setup, and improve some of these. So Ellie Wolford, I'm going to work on this. Every time somebody has a suggestion for me, I really look at it because I only want to make the show better. I really, really do. And part of that is the presentation. I'll always do that. Everyone, thank you so much for being here. I want to put what this show is all about back up on stage. This picture, for those of you who don't know, this is Nancy Guthrie, who we've been discussing now for about 120 days. Well, we're on day 120. And this was her about 10 or so years ago. I guess she would have been in her 70s. But myself and many others, I 100% believe her room has changed very little, maybe her pillows. But this was a clean, organized, for those of you who have people like that, you will know that it's, they keep things the way they are because they like them the way they are. And there's no reason for her to change. And I think that picture's still up there in that room. And unfortunately, I think it gave quite a blueprint for Porch Guy and whoever studied her and decided to pick her as their target. You know, they knew exactly where that room was. You can see the windows are right there. And sadly, she was such an easy target. Everyone, I wanted to let you know really quick that in case you're just tuning in, August 1st, because that's the 6-month prediction that there would be movement in this case. If there's not, we're still going to go with August 1st. And there is some FBI things that I have that I'm going to put together and put in a package. We're going to draw one name, and that name, just to say thank you so much, that will be coming to you. And so I'm really excited. And thank you. I keep seeing the kindest comments. Kelly Roberts, thank you so much for being here. We will see you again tomorrow. Let me tell you what's coming up, though. I know I had promised you a female DNA expert. We are now going to have a male DNA expert. Actually, her boss is coming on the show. And I'm really excited. It's Friday. I actually need to circle back with him. I wanted to make sure that I had that Friday slot open, and I still do. Saturday, I'm supposed to be on with Kevin of Yellow Cottage Tales. He's a writer. He wrote the only book, actually, that's been published by an outside publishing company on the Karen Reed case. He was what they call FKR, pro Karen Reed, free Karen Reed. And then he looked at everything and decided that no, she hit John O'Keefe. And anyway, he wrote a book all about that, kind of his logical reasoning and all the facts. It's a really good book if you want to pick it up and take a look at it. But I'll be doing a show with him on Ellen Greenberg. And I absolutely love discussing cases with him. I find him to be very logical and to the point. And so that's great. And so we will be talking about it, but I had told him Saturday, and now I have to fly out on Saturday. So I'm going to reschedule with him, hopefully maybe Monday at 10. He, as you may know, and I hope you all keep him in your prayers, it's Yellow Cottage Tales. He has cancer. It's very serious. He's in chemo constantly. And it's really sad. So please keep him in your prayers. You know, it's so crazy when we have people in our true crime community that we lose. And there was another one we just lost who was the spokesperson for Sebastian Rogers biological father. You know, we lost him too. But I, that Ellen Greenberg show is going to be interesting because I'm going to warn you up front. I have one view and he has another view. And for those who tuned into the Drunk Turkey show that we just had, where Drunk Turkey and I were going at each other, not going at each other in a bad way, just his view versus my view. He believes Porch Guy is left-handed. I believe Porch Guy is right-handed or ambidextrous, but not left-handed. He could be ambidextrous though. But I'm leaning toward right-handed nevertheless. There were a lot of things. He thought that he was waving the greenery up there as some sort of symbolism. I really don't. I have showed you the picture where the greenery is embedded in where the camera, was held. And I got to tell you, I love these evening shows too. Always in the morning, you know, it's always hectic because I still have a child and so many of you are trying to rush off to work and I'm making my pancakes and then sit down and, you know, get ready for the show. But I like these nighttime shows too. So we're going to keep peppering some of those in there. And yes, Christine Camley, we are going to have a good and respectful debate, just like Wild Turkey, not Wild Turkey, Drunken Turkey, Daniel and I did as well. You know, we have such a great charisma, Daniel and I, and I think it's the same with Yellow Cottage Tales, Kevin Lenahan. We just have a good, but that doesn't mean we're going to always agree on everything. And I'm going to do my darndest to talk to him about Ellen Greenberg and how I do not think she took her life, but he believes she did. And so I will respect his views and listen to the views. I know. Drunken Wild Turkey. There you go. Stack 6165. Wild Turkey from back in the day. Do they even make that stuff still? Anyway, everyone, thank you so much for being here. These shows are dedicated to Nancy Guthrie. We couldn't do it without the incredible mods. We couldn't do it without each of you here joining us. And again, thank you all for being members, for being subscribers. It really means a lot. I think our subscriptions start at $1.99 a month. What is that, like 10 cents a day? No, 30 cents a day. So, you could still get something for just 30 cents in a day. And we do have, I promise you, I actually have some sitting on my counter. We do have some stuff we're going to come up with. I want to do PJs. I think that would kind of be fun. You know, cussing and discussing written on the back. Maybe cussing and discussing on the arms on a long sleeve shirt, but I want to get something really good. I love the pens we have, cussing and discussing true crime. I like that a lot, but I want it to be really tasteful and classy. If a pen can be classy or if pajamas can be classy, and something fun too. So anyway, that way when we're up at these 10 o'clock, you can put your jammies on. I'll put mine on too. So I thought that might kind of be fun. But anyway, I'm droning on because I love to see what y'all have to say. So I appreciate y'all. Until next time, may justice be served for Nancy Guthrie and for all those who are missing.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie?
hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.